Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Cash Cuties, a super personal finance podcast where we analyze our friends' credit card statements.
Wait, is that how it goes?
I don't forget how it goes.
We analyze our friends' credit card statements and judge their spending habits.
With love. I'm your host, Fumi Abe.
And I'm Steffi Baig. If you're listening on your Apple Pod app, please leave a review, hit follow on Spotify, and sub to our YouTube channel. And all the links are going to be available in the episode description below.
Guys, great news. We hit 1K subs on YouTube. But we're not able to monetize yet because it takes a couple weeks to get approved or something. But I submitted our shit. So I'll let you guys know we're making money off
that
shit.
Thank you, guys.
I know. Cut to like 3 weeks later. We made 30 cents. Yay.
Okay. Dono Daddies.
Dono Daddies. That's right. These are people who give us money on Patreon. Mm-hmm. What is Patreon? It is the best website to support this podcast. You can make a monthly contribution in exchange for perks. And why do we need this money? Well, we're a completely independent podcast. We pay for everything ourselves, and this is just a nice way to know that this isn't for nothing. You know, it's nice to get a little bit of money to pay for some of the stuff that we got to pay for, and also just, you know, get a little bit of money for
lighting,
camera stuff, the hosting fees.
Yeah, can we get a little cute picture thing up here?
Should we get like a neon? Neon signs are so hack, but if we can get something.
That would make you happy, huh?
That'd make me really happy. Not a neon sign, but something.
Make him happy.
Make me happy.
Send us some donations.
Yes.
So our Patreon, this is so exciting. We got Patreons.
Yes.
Is that what you call them?
Yeah.
Patrons.
Patrons. These are the people who donated this week. Caroline L with the $14.50 from Canada.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Eric T, $20.
Winnie L, $20.
Elise L, $5.
And Fawn G, $10. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it. And if you guys want to get on this, please support this podcast at patreon.com/cashcutiespod.
Hell yeah.
Moving on. Steffi, we're in your apartment today. Thank you for having me here. It was a wonderful place.
Really? Wonderful, huh? Thank you so much.
No, it's really nice. It's exactly what I thought it would be.
Oh, wait, yeah. Why does it sound like there's shade there?
No, there's no shade. Like, you put a lot of money. Like, because you're... The thing is, I feel like I always shit on you for spending money.
Yeah.
But what I don't really see is that the money is going to things that make sense and make your life better, right? Like, if I walked in today here and this place looked like ass, I'd be like, we got to talk about your finances. Where's your money going? But I see that your money's going to good things. I used your bathroom earlier.
Yeah.
You have a water filter on your faucet. That's money. That's money.
But I use it responsibly. You think that's responsible?
I think it's responsible. You gave me a liquid death. You pay for your water in a can. These are really nice things.
That's so
nice
funny. Touch. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. But anyways, how are you doing this week financially? What's going on?
Yeah, so this week, I don't know, you guys should follow us on Cash Cuties Pod Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we post random things about what we're doing with our money.
I like it, actually. It's fun.
It's kind of fun. And we both don't ever talk about what we're posting.
No.
So like, we'll just like be surprised by each other's like content. We're like, oh. Anyways, as some of you know, like I went on a date and we went to Sugarfish, which is kind of a weird place to like first take someone on a date too, because it's like,
do you think it's too predictable, or do you think it's,
well, it's like Asian, right? So, but it's not Asian, it's not, it's kind of like fast food Asian food.
Hold on a second,
what
are we thinking about the same place? Sugarfish is like a nice sushi restaurant.
Yeah, but would you like, would you not feel weird like taking, like if someone took you to Sugarfish because it's Japanese and it's like, so like it's,
it
not culturally
on, I guess if the person I was going on a date with was Asian, I wouldn't bat an eye.
Right. No, they're Asian. So it's probably fine, right?
Yeah. I think it's a nice place to go.
No, actually it's a little weird.
Okay.
It's weird because it's kind of
weird for me.
Okay,
yeah.
To me it's a chain.
Okay.
Okay, and it's also like it's not a very cheap place. I mean, it's kind of cheap for sushi, for good quality sushi, it's kind of cheap, but it's still like, you could spend that money somewhere else, right?
But, cuter.
Right, cuter, 100%. A little nicer, maybe a little bit more. I think maybe I'm a little bit...
He didn't think a lot about this date, right? I feel like that's the thing about Sugarfish is like, it is good. It is good. You can't deny the quality and it's not too expensive, but I feel Sugarfish is a place I go with like my friends if you want to go for lunch and like spend $30 on omakase or something.
Exactly. It's lunch.
It's lunch.
Right? Yeah. Okay. So on a date, like I dressed up really cute for this chain restaurant. I don't know. Anyways, I said, okay, I still love Sugarfish. Still tastes delicious. Yeah. Good quality. I go there. We have a great dinner and then he busts out a gift card.
I saw that. That's weird.
A little bit.
This keeps happening to you. It's the same thing that happened to you with the Vietnam trip where they're like, I wonder why we're going during this week. And it's like, oh, guess what? It's a discount week. It's Tet. Everything is closed because they're celebrating. And so you're like, Sugarfish, kind of a weird choice, but I guess it's good. I wonder why we're going here. He chose it because he had a gift card.
Yes, he had a gift card. And the weird part is he paid with the gift card, but he took it back because there's still more money in there.
So he might take a different girl there.
Yeah, exactly. It's an awkward thing to put a gift card and then receive the gift card back, and like take it. I'm wondering if he got perks with that gift card. Like where it wasn't talked about at all. So,
but you took a picture and posted it. He didn't see that?
No, he turned when I did it. Of course.
I know, but he doesn't follow you?
Not, I don't think on our Cash Cuties.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You didn't do it on your personal one.
Yeah, I didn't
do
it on my personal.
You did it on our podcast one. That's
sneaky.
Yeah,
so I was like, I know. I was thinking our people would probably want to know about this.
Dude, people
like,
were going off in the comments.
Surprisingly, people, like, it was a mixed result of what people thought was, like, is it weird or not? A lot of people said it was kind of weird. More said it's fine,
more
right?
said it's fine. I think it was like 60-40.
Yeah,
kinda
yeah,
close,
yeah.
But
still close.
I definitely thought it was weird.
But why is it weird, right?
So, like, obviously, it's not weird to use a gift card at a restaurant, but, like, I think when you're taking somebody out on a date, you know, like, you gotta play the role a little bit as in, like, hey, I'm trying to, like, court you. I know it's a really old school thing, but, like, I want to treat you like a queen. And, like, you think fucking Queen Elizabeth is fucking getting shit paid by, like, a gift certificate? No!
Like, Barack Obama took her out. And
absolutely
like,
not.
Just a gift card.
Like, it's not... I don't think it's the financial thing. I know you... A second story you posted is, like, you guys were in his Audi or something? Or what kind of car?
That was a Porsche.
In a Porsche, right? You could, by the way, you can always tell when a car is nice when there's like an analog clock in the middle for some reason.
Yeah.
So he had a Porsche. So clearly, like, he's not struggling for money, but it's the presentation of it, right?
Yes.
And I think, you know, talking to you for all these weeks about what, you know, because I feel like first dates are like, you're looking at a lot of different things. You're paying attention to different things.
Yeah.
And like, it's actually, you do have a lot of things that you want to check off a box, but if you really think about it, they're nothing too crazy. And you know, it's fairly simple to impress you and make you feel nice.
Yeah.
And I when I saw that, I think that's why it feels a little weird is because like, oh, like this is, there's like a, anytime, it's like bringing up money on the first date.
That's,
you know, you brought up money by putting on the gift card, right?
I think so. And this other part of me is like, I don't know about you. If someone gifts me a gift card, I have like a stack of gift cards I never use. And then 3, 4, 5 years have gone by. And so it's this trashy little piece of card that I need to use. Right. Not because I'm considerate of like the fact that I need to go to this restaurant. It's just like, I'm like, I need to get rid of it. So in a way, it makes me feel like, okay, this person didn't really think about me.
Right, right.
It's just like he's trying to get rid of a gift card because it's kind of a hassle having one. It takes up space.
Yeah, I think, yes. I think, well, I haven't received a gift card since like my 4th grade birthday. So
really?
I don't know why you're talking. Yeah, who the fuck gives gift cards?
You don't get like Starbucks gift cards?
No, actually, I've given like Amazon gift cards to people, but... Amazon's weird because you just load it onto your account. And so it doesn't really, you know, I mean, you're not physically going somewhere.
Right.
But you're right. It's about sort of like, how much thought went into this date? And it could have just been him being like, oh, this is convenient. But you don't want to be some convenient chick.
No.
You know what I mean?
I'm like, I'm worth something more than convenient.
Yeah, you dressed up and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
I dressed up. I looked cute. I know I looked cute.
Yeah.
Also, the other thing about it is like, did you know, I don't know if this is like actually allowed, but in credit cards, like you could get points, like say that I get 5% back if I shop at Chevron,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
Some people get gift cards through that and then get the 5 points plus get a gift card.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
do
yeah.
You know what I'm talking
you
about?
Can redeem your points through a gift card. Is that what you're talking
Not
about?
Not redeeming. It's like if you could get like at Target 5% on spending money there, yeah. people will just like get gift cards for the month before that 5% runs out for that month.
Oh.
So you're getting 5% on like, you know, if I got a $100 gift card.
Yeah.
So now I'm wondering also, like, if you're point like conscious, like, right. did he get this Sugarfish card at like a Target? I don't know where they sell them.
Oh.
And he also got, you know what I mean? Like, it's all just kind of, it's
the thing is, by him putting down this card, it sent you spiraling on this thing of like, what if he did this? Did he do this? Did he do this at Target? And that's not hot. And that's not
hot.
Yeah,
just like, you know? Exactly. And he also, okay, the way he put it down.
Well, how did he put it down?
He just kind of like, it came, right?
Yeah.
And then
it came, right? Where are your eyes at?
Of course, you got to be like,
no,
Let's
role play.
Okay.
So the guy sitting over there, I'm the waiter.
He said, thank you.
There you go.
Well, it's toward me? No, it's in the center. Okay, it's in the center.
Okay. Have a good night.
That was really good. I love that. Thank you for bringing me.
You just start talking about the food.
Yeah, this was really fun. I love getting out of the area. And thanks for bringing me out to Pasadena and picking me up.
Aww.
That's really nice. Do you want me to like, do you want to like split it or something?
No, it's fine. I've got a little something. Bam!
He slid it like.
Yeah. Oh, he tried to hide it from you?
So, you know, it's like the little book.
He put it in.
He didn't really open it. He kind of looked at it like this.
Yeah. Like a poker player.
And then he put it in like through the little slit and kept it closed. And then put it down.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah.
What about, how else are you supposed to put
it? I guess you could just open it fully, have it so that we can both look at it.
Oh, no. I think the check thing is actually good because it's like he was going to pay for it, but he just wanted to make sure like there's no errors or whatever. Like,
but it was a quick look.
Like, yeah. I do that too. Just to make sure, like, because I do, it is sexy to be like, boom, take it, bye.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, you know, I mean, you know what? Now that I'm saying it out loud, probably nothing is going to happen. But like, I have put down my card and then later been like, oh, what the fuck? They like charged me extra for like a thing that I didn't order or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
So you could have been checking for that. So what happened that night? Was that in your head? Like, did anything?
No, I just like, no.
Nothing.
No. Not on the first date. Like, I have to either be like extremely horny or I have to give you like, I have to be really into it, really horny, or just like something where I'm going to kiss you like that on the first date.
Not even. So I thought you were going to say to have sex with you, but you're saying to even kiss you, it has to
be. I'm a little prudish.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not always. Sometimes I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think it's worse sign if I don't give a fuck and I do make out or we hook up or something, because that means that I don't care about what happens in the future with you.
Well, shout out to that guy, Mr. Mr. Gift Card. Let us know in the comments what you think. Was this weird? Was this not weird? What would you do in this situation?
He's nice.
Well, that guy's not coming around again, I suppose.
Okay, so Fumi, how about you? How are you doing financially this week?
Okay, so you know last week I talked about the car accident.
Yeah.
The catering van hit my car, and my car is like ultimately fine, but I was going to the car shop to get something else fixed anyway, so I asked them to give me a quote, and they gave me a quote of like $2,500. Mm. I knew this place was overcharging because I looked at the receipt and the part itself cost $250. $250 for the bumper, but they're upping it to $2,500 for like the labor and stuff. And so I'm like, okay, whatever. Let me just take this. So I call the people and I'm like, hey, I could file a claim or we could just settle this. And they were like, I think Dr. Sandwich is the catering company that hit me. They're like, Dr. Sandwich wants to just settle this. And I was like, okay, well, I have a quote and it's $2,500. And they're like, okay, that's too much. But like, where do you live? Try going to this guy. He's great. We always go to this guy. And I was like, okay. So I go to this guy. He quotes me $750 for the same thing.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, that's fine or whatever.
Yeah.
So I go to this insurance, it was Farmers Insurance, by the way.
Ugh,
they were shitty.
Okay,
so I go, I go to the office so that they can write me a check, right? And we're like talking. And then he's like, have you been to Dr. Sandwich? And I'm like, oh yeah, I live around the corner from it. Their sandwiches are so good. I kind of wish he gave me a sandwich or something when he hit me. I made a joke.
Yeah.
And this guy goes, oh yeah, I mean, we could give you the $750, or would you want like $1,000 in credit at Dr. Sandwich? And I was like,
wait, the insurance guy told you this?
This insurance guy told me this, but he's like in cahoots with Dr. Sandwich. They all like kind of work together. I don't know.
What?
Not in cahoots. That's not the right word. They're just, it's weird. The insurance person was the one who wrote me the check, but I think he works for the company or something.
He's their insurance agent.
He's their insurance. He's Dr.
So he is actually like helping him and his people out.
Exactly. So he's like, would you rather have $1,000? And I was like, no, because first of all, that's like two sandwiches at that fucking place. Because it's so expensive.
It's so expensive, bro.
It's so expensive, a Dr. Sandwich. So I was like, I thought he was joking, but he was serious. And I was like, haha, no, give my fucking money. So I got the money, but I actually might not even fix it because I feel like I'm going to get re-ended again. So I just kept the cash.
The fuck? What are you doing? Did you just like put that into the world that you're going to get hit again?
No, just LA. People get rear-ended all the time.
Have you ever gotten rear-ended in your other car?
No.
And how long have you had that car?
The Honda or the Prius?
Yeah, the Honda.
The Honda I had for about a year.
And you've never gotten hit. You're not going to get hit again. Don't think that you're going to get hit again. Don't say
I
that.
I hope not. I hope
don't
not.
Put that out
but,
there. But
I just kept
okay,
the
so
cash.
You're not. What are you going to do with that money?
I'm going to buy some rims. I don't know. I've been looking into some rims for my Prius.
Do they have fancy rims? Are they going to be like moving around?
You can buy all kinds of rims for all kinds of cars. I just think it'd be funny if I like put some money into the Prius.
This is what I would have done.
Okay. What would you have done? Taken the gift certificate.
I would have taken $500 of the money and then $500 in sandwiches.
And then taken a girl out with that money. Hello, my sweet, sweet employed or unemployed cuties. Ever been injured at work? Ever struggled to take a lunch break without being judged? Ever wrongfully terminated? If you have answered yes or know someone who has, consider contacting your Korean lawyer friend, Brianna Kim, at koreanlawyerfriend.com or at 714-482-6301. Your Korean lawyer friend will protect and seek enforcement of your rights as an employee. Has a manager ever asked you to run personal errands beyond your job responsibilities? Have you ever been let go unfairly because your boss is retaliating against you for personal reasons like sexual orientation or lifestyle? You should be compensated for all of the above because you and your time are valuable. Back in my early 20s, I had an office admin job in the music industry, but I felt like I was doing a lot of things that had nothing to do with the job or the industry, and I was just sort of a personal assistant on and off the clock. And I wish I knew I could do something about that because at the time I was so young and I had no idea I had rights.
I remember ages ago, a manager told me to wear more makeup because I didn't look old enough for the office. I felt so embarrassed and started questioning whether my age actually affected my work abilities.
Brianna Kim works on contingency, which means her services are free until she settles the case, so you have nothing to lose. Contact Brianna Kim PC today at koreanlawyerfriend.com for a free consultation by mentioning our podcast, Cash Cuties.
So today, we are going to go into the finances of Fumi, his childhood, his relationships, and we're also going to analyze your finances for the last 3 months.
That's right.
Credit card statements. So
that's right.
I think this is really going to be very interesting because I know a lot of people, I've seen in the comments, people are like, Fumi, you don't really talk about your past much.
No one said that in the comments.
Yeah, they
that's
did.
Literally just you.
No, it's not. I could find them for you. I swear to you. They have been saying they want to know more about you. They want to know about this mysterious comedian man.
Okay.
So I want to know more about your childhood. We kind of did this, but let's go into it.
Okay.
So tell me about, I know you were raised in Ohio.
Yes.
When did you go out to Ohio?
1998.
How old were you?
I was 8.
You're 8 years old.
Yeah.
Did you come with your parents?
Yes.
Okay.
No, and I came alone. What the fuck?
I thought your mom, like it was your mom that was at home, right? So how did it work? How did you guys all immigrate here?
My dad came here first. And then he was working in America while I still lived in Japan for like a whole year. And then we moved in with him a year after to this apartment in Columbus, Ohio. And we didn't have visas, so only he could work. And so like me, not that I could work at this time because I'm 8, but like it was me, my sister, and my mom, and we would just be at home. And that was sort of our introduction to America, is like just a random sort of suburb in the Midwest.
Okay, so it was not really by choice that you guys went to Ohio?
I don't know.
It could have been anywhere. It could have been LA.
It could have been anywhere. Obviously, like, my dad works with, like, the automobile industry, so it could have been Torrance. You know, they have a Toyota factory here. It could have been South Carolina has, like, a factory there. I think Kentucky has a Nissan or Toyota factory. So it could have been anywhere, but we were in Ohio. And choice is an interesting word. I feel like just, you know, married couples of that generation, they just kind of go where the husband goes, you know? So like my dad's like, okay, well, my job is taking me to the United States. And so we're like, yeah, I guess we're going with you. Because my mom didn't work in Japan either.
So you sent me like a spreadsheet of you and your girlfriend's expenses and how everything is cut up into like literally everything is split down the fucking middle, right? Mm-hmm. So I wanted to know, like, is that because you saw that growing up with your parents?
No, I didn't see anything like that growing up because, again, my mom didn't work. So there's nothing to split. You know what I mean? Like, she has no income. Right. So she can't split anything with you because she has no money.
Right.
You know, so I don't think I saw that growing up. I think that is a result of me living with roommates in New York City, having developed that sheet and just kind of like, because when you live with roommates, of course, you split everything three or four ways. Of course. Right. So that's not a weird conversation to have. And then when I moved in with Maria, I was 24. So it was sort of just like, oh, well, I have this thing that we've been using with my roommates. We could just use this. And she was like, okay, I'm also 24 and this makes sense.
Okay.
And so it's just something we've been doing for like almost 10 years. And I didn't even really realize that it was like weird until you brought it up.
You told me that your mom was like depressed at home. Because
yeah, when I was like in high school, I remember her showing signs of depression, but I didn't know what that was when I was a kid. I'm beginning to sort of see that as an adult. Like, it's in the last 2-3 years that I've thought back to our life in Ohio and been like, oh, I think that was depression. Actually, I thought about that after I went through depression.
Oh.
Because when I went through depression, I was sleepy. I wanted to kill myself and I was sleepy all the time.
Yeah.
And I remember my mom just like always being in her pajamas and sleeping whenever I would come home from school, like 3 p.m. or whatever. And I didn't really know what that was. And now that I know it's depression, but it's probably because she couldn't work and there was nothing to do in Ohio. And there is a Japanese community, but like, you know, they're just all like my friends' moms. Like, it's, you know what I mean? They're not people that she necessarily likes, right? I think sometimes when you're a parent, you're just friendly with people because your kids like the same video game and they want to do a sleepover, right? So they're not like her real friends. So I remember that. But, you know, I think it's like, she never talked to me about it because I was so young, but... You know, I think a lot of it is just because she didn't work. I think that's like the key thing I'm realizing is like when women don't, well, not women, when people don't work and have money, I don't care how much it is. I don't care if you're making $7 an hour or $70 an hour. Mm. Money is power. Money is option. And I think sometimes I think, well, why didn't my mom just move back? Sometimes she would threaten to move back.
To Japan?
But she never did, because like she would like have her fits sometimes because she would, I think, just like an immigrant mom living in this like desolate environment for years. You know, when I was in high school, we had been there for 10 years. That's 10 years of her life gone, raised to like raising us and like just being like eating Olive Garden. That's how she spent the last 10 years, you know.
Yeah.
And so I think she would always threat, but she would never go. And now as an adult, I'm like, oh, she would just threat, but that was all just a bluff. Because what money? With what money? What with what money is she gonna do anything? You know?
Did you already have that thought when you were younger though?
No, I didn't know what was going on. Yeah. But now I'm like, because I think about my mom, and if I was in that position, you know, I'd be like, bye. Immediately. Week two, bye. I don't give a shit. I'm not letting you guys ruin my life. I don't give a shit. Yeah. You can call me a shitty mom. I don't give a shit. I'll go. But she didn't do that. And I'm like, why? And it's because she couldn't, because she didn't have money, because she never worked. And I feel like a couple things. I think, A, that's just kind of how like the Japanese society keeps women down, you know, by not letting them work. They're allowed to work legally, but it's very, very uncommon. And sometimes if you work, people are like, oh, is she divorced? Like, why is your mom working? You know what I mean? Because the norm is that you don't work and your husband works and he does whatever the fuck he wants. And so going back to the spreadsheet, I don't know if that's how, again, my parents didn't have a spreadsheet, but I think maybe subconsciously I recognize that like money is power. Money is important. Money is independence and freedom. And there's something about that is engraved in my brain where I'm like, I want to protect my money. And I think maybe that's where the sheet comes in. I just want to make sure we're both contributing equally, because I don't want any of us, the one party, to use that as leverage or like power.
And you felt that do you feel like your father used it as leverage in any way? I know that you see it as this third perspective of things looking that way. do you feel your father used to carry that over your mom's head or your head? That
I never saw him do it like verbally, but if you, it's just this, it's like it's implied in the situation, you know. It's implied in the situation. I think it's one thing
when a person is okay with that, because there are women who.
But who is okay with? Okay, again, she would have been okay with this lifestyle in Japan with her friends, with her family. Mm. Like my aunt is in the same situation. She just loves it, because she's just like in Japan. There's like cool shit everywhere, and like it's fun. She's from that country. She is of that ethnicity. No problem there, right? It's just that when you remove someone like that, when you take a housewife and you make him do it in a foreign country where you don't speak the language, it's completely isolating.
I agree with that,
And I think like my dad never was like, well, I pay for everything. He never said that to her, or not that I've heard of. And he's not very aggressive like that, so I don't think he would. But if you just look at the situation, it's just like implied. You know, you wake up every morning, you look at her backyard, it's like a fucking half acre. You're like, I'm trapped. You know, and I think maybe subconsciously, that's why I feel like even now, like my girlfriend and I have been together forever, and I've talked about this before, like I'm not really working right now. Like I am, but I'm not like full time employed. Mm. And, you know, she pays me for a lot of my meals and stuff like that, which is nice. But, you know, I did it to her when she didn't have a job. And like, I feel like that's fine.
It's fair.
And with the meals and stuff, it's different because sometimes you want to be nice. And so I don't really think about splitting dinners. But when it comes to like bills, rent, stuff like that, I have an instinct to protect my wealth. And I think it's very important to me that we're like equal with that shit. You know what I mean? No matter, I could be a millionaire, I'll probably have the spreadsheet. You know what I mean? Because it's not really about how much I'm making, right? I'm making zero. And maybe I could benefit from Maria being like, it's okay, I can pay the electric bill this month. Maybe I could benefit from that.
Yeah.
But I don't want to owe anyone anything because it's power, right? I don't want to give that power away.
Okay.
So I think that's where, like, I think maybe to some people, it looks like I'm being stingy with stuff, the way I think, the way I perceive money. But I think it's really me trying to protect my power.
Interesting. That's very interesting because you see it in the way that your mother might have seen it.
Maybe. Like,
just from seeing her.
I just saw how powerless she was without a job and without her own income. You know?
Yeah.
There's no freedom, right? And I think like, as much as it sounds cool to be like a housewife or like a trophy wife or a trophy husband, that sounds cool. But like, if you really think about it, you are letting go of that freedom. And now you sort of, remember last week we were talking to Kat about being a sugar baby? And the reason why she quit is like, sure, she was making $20,000 a month and having the guy pay for rent and her car payment, but she said she didn't have any freedom. Mm-hmm. And that was important for her enough to let go of like pretty much probably like $30,000, $40,000 a month. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money, but freedom, you can't put a price on freedom, you know?
Right.
It's not worth it, right? And so I think subconsciously, it's all just like everything I do is like me just trying to protect my wealth.
Ah, interesting.
To maintain some sort of power.
Now, what, does your mom do anything or she's still in the same place?
So like they moved to Mexico because it's so random. My family lives in Mexico now.
What?
They've been living there since like 2013. They have a house there.
Where?
I don't know. Exactly. It's like.
Have you been there?
No, because I went to Mexico once to hang out with them and I got sick from the water and I blamed them. I blamed that whole vacation for like the entirety of my stomach issues that I've had since I was like 25. And so I'm so scared to go back. So I have not. I've seen them since then, obviously. But like I refuse to go to Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah. But I don't know where they live. But again, they live in a Japanese community because there's a Honda factory there. And I think there might be a Toyota factory there. Maybe PNG as well. Maybe Subaru, I think, is down there. So all the Japanese businesses were racist. So they do business.
Oh my God.
They only hire each other. They only trust other Japanese vendors and stuff. So my dad's like an engineer. So he'll build factories for these guys or whatever. So he lives in like a Japanese community. My mom like golfs now.
Okay.
Now that the kids are out of the house, I think she's just like, again, diving into the hobby stuff. Mm-hmm. Like she's golfing. She's taking Spanish lessons. Mm-hmm. She's like going out to eat and stuff. But I do think where she lives in Mexico is like significantly more fun and social than Columbus fucking Ohio. I think it was just Ohio that killed her. I don't think the suburb is bad, but like, look, I was bored too, but I was also like in my teens, going to school, developing crushes, doing dumb shit with my friends. You could put me in Alabama and I'd have the best time of my life because I'm a fucking child, you know?
Yeah.
But when you take somebody who like lived in like Tokyo and like she was like a piano player and all this shit, and you take that and you put him in Ohio and he's like, you don't speak the language, now you're a fucking mom. It's hard, you know?
Of course.
It's hard on the brain and she has no independence really.
And so she would argue with your dad about going back to Japan, right? Like you said?
All the time. She would always threaten, like, we're moving back. We're moving back. And I remember one time, my dad was like, what would it take for you to be happy? And my mom said, build me a fucking Lawson in my backyard.
My God.
A Lawson is a, it's like a 7-Eleven.
It's a seven, Japanese.
But Japanese convenience stores have like cute little bento boxes and like pastries. And like in the wintertime, you can buy like fish cakes. And like, it's really, if you've been to Japan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, it's just a convenience game. In Japan is like
crazy.
It's out of this world. So
poor lady, that's all she wanted. She wanted just some nice little Japanese convenience food.
But it's like, I don't think my dad ever really understood or like thought about it, you know? And I think that's where I empathize with my mom is like my dad never, because how could he understand? Because he also had work. And again, if you're working, I'm not saying it's fun, but you have something to do. And you're like thinking about the next project. You're thinking about selling your next deal, right? So like he's busy. He's keeping his mind off of things. He's maybe making work friends. He's going out to drinks, right? It's different. Like I had school. My dad had work. My mom had nothing. She had no community really because she's not working. So that's like, I think work is so important. And I think that's why sometimes I'm so obsessed with like whenever I get scared, I get on LinkedIn because work is not just about the money to me. It's like sometimes it's a community. Sometimes it's just freedom, independence, right? And these are the things that I like, those are my survival instincts.
Wow.
Yeah. LinkedIn is my Swiss Army knife.
It's funny because I think in the past episode when we talked about your childhood, we thought it was because your father was always like had such a good work ethic. But really, your drive of this, it sounds like it comes from your mom.
Maybe like a fear of being like her, maybe.
Fear of having her experience.
Yes, yes.
Right? It's not her. She sounds like she's a great woman who like really, I'm sure in her own way, and I think I would say maybe you can talk to your mom about this and ask her all these questions because it's actually.
I probably should.
Yeah, just to get to know her side of things a bit.
I know, but I have this problem where like every time I'm like, you know what? They're going to die soon. So I should ask them everything I can.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Because you're scared. It's so,
with my mom, maybe I could. I stayed with my...
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, I had a gig in Ohio and I stayed with my dad for 3 days and like, we didn't talk about shit. We didn't talk about shit. And it was actually kind of awkward being there. And I was like, why is it so awkward being around somebody who I'm related to?
What?
I feel weird that it's weird, you know? You know when you're with your like sister or something, you could just be over there and like not talking and it's like not weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's just natural. It's like breathing.
Yeah.
Natural. Because you grew up with this person next to you forever, you know? But I don't really have that with my dad because my dad wasn't around a lot. So it really feels like I'm just chilling with like a random 6-year-old
stranger?
Asian man.
Oh my God.
I'm eating curry with a random Asian man. Hey cuties, we want to take a quick break from the show and tell you that Steffi and I started a
Patreon. So what is a Patreon? Patreon is the best way to support us on this podcast. Fans can subscribe to our page for however much money you want to give us. And in return, we give you rewards and fun perks. Go to patreon.com/cashcutiespod and help us grow, guys.
That's right. That's patreon.com/cashcutiespod. Thank you. But can I ask you something? So after hearing my story about the way like I feel like wealth is power, like with seeing my mom, independence. Now, I'm exaggerating a little bit here for comedic effect, but like, you know, it seems like you like things like being paid for you and that's one of your gifts, like love language and stuff like that. Would you ever be okay with a situation where like you marry like a fucking billionaire and they're like, you don't have to work?
No, because why? I was in a very long-term relationship where we had a business together And toward the last 2 years, I was in a business with him for 8 years. And we built it. We had our own assistants. We had like people working for us. We had like employees. And the last 2 years, I wanted to pursue this career and less of that, because this brought me joy. Like, this made me happy that we were in a place where financially he was bringing in more money than I was. And I realized when we were going through the breakup, I didn't have my own thing, like, really, because we put all our monies in, we put everything in one basket, mm-hmm. because we started the business, because we, and we're working equally until those last couple of years, that I didn't know what to do. When we were breaking up and trying to separate the finances and all that, I didn't have really my own thing that I was doing. It was kind of like I was going through a divorce.
What do you mean, own thing that you were doing? Like, you didn't.
Even if I was pursuing a career in acting and modeling, I had just started. So right. I needed the support system I was getting with my partner.
Yeah, right.
When we went through the breakup during the pandemic, I had no source of income.
Right.
Other than like the initial jobs I was doing in acting. I don't know what the fuck I was doing.
Right.
I started, like, I was like going to background jobs and that pays like nothing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I didn't know that I could get these bigger jobs because I wasn't, none of my friends were in this industry.
Yeah.
Nobody. So I just knew that if I were to be in a relationship again, that I had to make sure that I was financial stable by myself,
because you never know when it's going to end.
We don't know where it's going to end.
Yeah.
And it's kind of similar to you. Like, I just never want to feel like, I didn't realize like how a breakup can really affect my stability and mental health. And with that, the mental health issues that come
You didn't like how much that breakup affected you, like, financially.
Yes, because we
that
were
made you
living
uncomfortable.
Yeah, like, I was living in a place, our rent was like $7,000.
Right.
During the pandemic, we weren't making money.
Yeah.
Yet we were trying to go through a breakup.
Yeah.
Where the fuck were we going to pay for this amount? Not only did we not have much money, there was like, during the breakup, there was like basically no money in our accounts.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, having to break up with someone with the business, I had to give up the business to him in a way, because I wasn't really running it anymore the way he was running it. And there was just like so many parts of what I felt like I had put like blood, sweat, and tears into, that for the breakup to happen, I wasn't going to get any of it, mm-hmm, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to give up some stuff. And with that came with like the instability of not having financial freedom for me to be able to pursue stuff in the arts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, I think that's when I got a bit more smart with being like, I never want to date someone where I will have to rely on someone for money. So even if I married a billionaire or whatever, I would somehow have to have, if they wanted to help me or support me, it's really that they recognize that they can help me build something for myself.
Not just like, go be pretty by the pool all day.
No, I couldn't do that. I also love working just generally.
Right,
it's just in this industry, especially if you're starting out, it's hard if someone doesn't have, like, I would have to have another primary job, or mm-hmm, they would, mm-hmm. someone else has to support me with a primary job.
Right.
But putting everything again into a basket that I have to share with somebody just never know what's going to happen with your future, mm-hmm. with a breakup. So I think in that way, I just know that I would never just rely on a significant other for financial freedom.
Right. I mean, sometimes
being gifted,
like,
things is not the same thing.
No, I know. I didn't know like how far it went. You know what I'm saying? Why do you find, so like when you lived with your partners in the past, how do you split bills? Like, what's normal for you?
I've only lived with him within a relationship.
So why is this Google Sheet so weird to you? Explain to me, dissect to me why that is weird.
Well, first of all, he and I, when we started this business, this real estate business, we started when we were really, really young. And it was our first time, like, both of us are in a relationship living with another person in a relationship.
Okay.
So it was all just kind of like, we started the business, we were making money, everything was in the same account. And so we were paying for stuff from the same account. Everything was just like mushed together. We didn't have it planned.
So you are splitting equally because it's coming from the company account.
Sure.
So that's 50-50.
Yeah, but you have like this sheet of like, the grocery, you spent $300, she spent $200. Let's make sure that she gets, you know, that you have to, she pays for the extra $50 of this one charge. Like those specific things.
Yeah.
Like that's so intense. But I also see now that what you're talking about, mm-hmm. that you're doing things fairly. And also, you've been in a relationship for how many years now?
Coming up on 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you guys have like a fund somewhere else, or is everything separate between the two of you?
No, we're not married, so we don't have a joint bank account. I actually am not interested in a joint bank account ever. Wow. That makes no sense to me, a joint bank account. Explain to me what is the benefit of a joint bank account?
Well, I think that people do that sometimes when like they have to pay for groceries and stuff, like because then you don't think about it and there's like this account that you just pull money out. Or if you have a kid, I'm assuming that, how do you split things with for
if
kids?
I had a kid, I would just add it onto the Google Sheet
for the kid. Like,
son, $10,000.
Oh my god. By the way, guys, he sent me this like literal like spreadsheet, and it breaks down, and we'll show you later on in this like presentation.
That we talked about it on a couple episodes ago.
Okay, yeah, I know, but it's like extremely analytical. I can't even explain it because it's just like so dry.
It's basically the app Splitwise. There's an app that does this for you, and we just split everything equally, whether it's groceries or electric bills or whatever.
Okay, so talk about how you separate your finances. Specifically,
I don't even know what that means, because we have two separate bank accounts, and
you kept your original ones from before you guys were together.
What do you mean original? Those are my only ones.
You never put your finances together.
We don't
together,
have a joint bank account.
You don't have a joint account.
She has her bank account from her being herself. I have one from me being myself. And then we pay whatever we got to pay from our own accounts. And then we settle up at the end of the month using this Excel Google sheet that I made. So if I pay, like, so the Wi-Fi is something that, well, I used to pay for it. So it's like, I just put it on that sheet. And then she pays for gas or something. So actually, I pay for all the utilities, but I just put it on there. And at the end of the month, we say, okay, look, we spent $1,000 on utilities and like shared groceries and stuff this month. I paid $700 of it. You paid $300. So you owe me $200. So she Venmo's me $200 at the end of the month. And that's how we split everything.
And okay. And you guys did this because, like you said, you started at the beginning like that because you were living with roommates. You
were
24.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That
and
makes
we never,
more sense.
We never questioned it back then. I don't think... You know, I think my old roommates know that I do this with my girlfriend, but they don't think it's weird either. I think maybe it's a New York thing, because New York is so expensive to live. And when I know that in other cities, when you move in with your girlfriend, it's a big deal. In New York City, I promise you, it is not a big deal at all. I'll fucking move with somebody I met 6 months. I don't give a shit, because it's so expensive. Rent is so expensive, and it's you need someone you need to live with if you want to like live a normal life. So we did that. And I actually think it's, I don't know, I would love to ask people who live in New York City this question. I actually don't think what I'm doing is that weird, because that's just like the vibe of New York. You know, it's like, let's fucking survive. And so here's a Google sheet that's gonna help us survive, because we're just like sort of contributing equally.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, maybe it is a New York thing, because I living here, I don't know anyone that does this. This is why it's so odd to me. But the same way you from New York, just that's your norm over there. Your friends do this, and they have this. Like,
I think they still, but I don't know. I would love to, you know, I should ask my old roommates, because they've both moved in with their same thing and others. So I wonder.
Yeah, let us know, because I understand now about the sheets, because you started when you were both young. You both had just graduated school.
Yeah.
You both are on the same financial path, basically, like basically nothing and building up. I think for me, it's a little, I think it's only weird now, because I would care about who was making more money so that they would be able to pay.
Yeah, right? But okay, so you're saying, so how do you, okay, let's just say you were dating somebody, seriously, you moved in with him. Let's just say he makes $100,000 working at Google doing marketing, okay?
Yeah.
That's he's happy, you know? He's like 33 or whatever the fuck, you know? Mm-hmm. And you move in together. How are you splitting the bills?
How much am I making?
I don't know, whatever you're making right now.
No, like just for the situation, let's say I'm making 50K. Let's say I make 50K, makes 100K,
but 50
right?
50 is fine.
50 is fine. So you're saying that we should split everything?
I don't know. I'm just asking you in this situation, who, like, how would you think that the bill splitting would go down?
I think depends on also where you're. This is why it's hard. I can't exactly answer yours, because you're thinking extremely logically. Like for me, I'm not talking, like it's not that logical that like I will have a spreadsheet.
You're gonna apply emotions to the SoCal gas bill? What are you fucking talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
What do you explain to me?
So if this person is a bit older than me, I'm assuming. I guess the age doesn't really matter. Just, like, doesn't matter. Been in the... he gets a salary job.
He gets a salary, yeah.
I'm working as an artist.
Okay.
Yes, I do think that they might pay an extra utility bill or two than I would if I'm moving in.
Really? And then so then when you start making more, are you gonna consistently have this conversation like, hey, now that I'm
yes, actually, then, if we both at some point I start making 500k and he's still at 100k,
yeah,
yes, I would take that money. I would either get him a car or something. Mm-hmm. I would get a car, you know what I mean? Like,
but 500 doesn't make him poor. 100 is a respectable salary, right?
I didn't say poor. I just meant that I'm making more than him. So right. How am I going to contribute? Because you're asking, oh, are you going to check it every single, like, right, fucking every quarter? No, not every quarter. But if I get a show, I'm making whatever, 500K. Maybe I'm making millions of dollars. He's making 100K. Of course.
I guess what I'm saying is, like, maybe this is where I'm being a little too harsh. But I don't think you being me as well. I don't think us being an artist excuses us from basic human bills. That's my point. Is like, sure, he could maybe pay a little bit more on the rent or whatever, but like, bills, bro? Cell phone, electric, gas. You're an adult. You gotta figure that shit out. I don't care if you're making 70 or 700. Like, we both need to figure that out. You know what I mean? I think that's where I'm coming from, is like, I wanna date somebody who is not worried about paying the bills. Like, let's just go half. That's just the way it is. You know what I mean? And if someone's like, hey, I'm like making less than you, so you should pay more the internet, that mentality, I think, would kind of set me off. I'd be like, well, then where else are you going to try to like use that logic and try to get me to pay for you? Like, I'm not going to fund your life, dude. Like, my life is my life. Your life is your life. We can like share and do stuff together. But like, in terms of like basic needs, I'm not your mom. You do that on your own. That's like someone asked me to pay for their tuition. You do that on your own. I don't care if you're an artist. You want to go to UCLA art program, MFA, get a film degree. Cool. You take out a loan for $200,000. That's on you. I don't want anything to do with that because that's your dream. You fucking take responsibility for that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, that's very interesting because I do think that how you grew up might have really affected how you feel about this don't take care of somebody feeling that you're talking about. This mentality of like, I'm not going to take care of anyone. Your life is your life. My life is my life. And I don't want to affect your life if, say, that we break up. Like, you are already ready to break up if you need to. Not ready.
No,
but if you wanted to, you can go and I think that's fine.
I'm like obsessed with an exit plan. You know? Yeah. I'm obsessed with an exit plan, whether that's romantic or professional or whatever.
Right.
And I think that is what's bleeding over to this bills thing, because at the end of the day, it's not that much money, right? I can afford to pay for the bills, it's fine, and she could as well. But there's the principle of like, I don't want you thinking, I want us to be on the exact same page about what this is, you know.
And I think, so like, her, you know how right now she's making more money than you, and she's supporting certain things a bit more than you said, like she's is.
But what, like, not like, really. Like, she like pays for dinner maybe more than me, but we don't go out that much.
So
but
what
sure.
if like something happened, like God forbid, knock on wood, that you can't do stand up because you broke your leg or some shit, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to do whatever you can to be able to find out a way to make money during that time while you're going through your mental health situation? Say that like you go through a depression because you can't go out and do what you, as an artist, pursue what you want to pursue. Mm-hmm. What would you do at that time? Would you hope that she is there for you?
I think medical things are different. Like, obviously, you know, this is when she wasn't working as much and she didn't have insurance. I was like, okay, well, if you get cancer, we're going to get married and you can be on my WGA insurance. Like, of course. You know, of course. But I think if I broke my leg, or like if something happened where I can't do stand up anymore, I would get a regular job. And I would like, maybe there's like a month or two where I'm not really contributing, but like, I've set up my life so that like I could live a month or two without making zero money. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's just the way I've set up my life. And so something insane would have to happen to me for me to beg for money, you know?
It's not begging. You're not asking for money.
That's the way I see it. That's the way I see it. That's how I see it. It's like, it's power. It's money is power to me. You know what I mean? So obviously, again, if I got cancer and I don't have $500,000 on me, if I got cancer, yes, I need help. Please help me. Of course.
Right.
Of course. But if I just like lost a job or something, I'd be like, I'll find another one. That's okay. Like, you know, maybe you can support me mentally, emotionally. That'd be cool. But like, if you don't, that's okay. I'll figure it out because I always figure it out, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
I
have to figure it out. So I think that's the way, and that's the kind of people I'm attracted to as well.
Right.
I think I'm not really attracted to people who, not necessarily romantically, you know, whatever the gender is, I'm not attracted to people who would talk to me in that way of like, hey, you're making more than me, so I was thinking maybe you could pay whatever, you know? Because to me, it's not about the money. It's that you thought that I would go for that. You know what I mean? You think that
I
would...
Yeah, but you're making it sound as if she's using... Again, the way you make it seem, is that if you are paying, it's a use. Like, if for some reason...
I can't help but think like that. I can't help but think everybody's trying to get something from me all the time.
So, do you ever get in arguments about a purchase around the home that maybe one of you guys didn't know how to split? Like, a decorative pillow that was, like, $100.
We have never gotten into an argument about what the split, because the split thing is really only used for utilities and groceries. So like, if you want to get a stupid pillow, you get the pillow that's, you pay for that. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I don't want it. You know, like she owns all the furniture. That's all hers. And it makes it easier because when we move, when she sells it, she can just keep the money. Like I bought the laundry machine for like $3,000. I didn't split that. Cause it's easier when we move. If I sell it, I'll just keep that money.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
So you guys didn't
split
I've never split a furniture item
because it's like, I feel like it's easier to just for one person to own.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. What financial advice do you give to new couples that are moving in together? Like yours is fairly successful, I feel like. So.
Yeah, but I'm just me. Like, I guess just find the person who gets you. You know, like, I guess you're, make sure you're moving with somebody who like really understands you. This is why like religious people who are like, we can't move in or have sex until we get married. That's the dumbest fucking shit I've heard in my life. Like, can you imagine if you married me and I'm just like this? I got the Google sheet and you didn't fucking know about that shit. Mm. You'd be like, divorce immediately. You know, this is the kind of, so I would say make sure they like know how you plan on like perceiving money and vice versa. Just like be on the same page about that.
I like that.
And you're both happy with it, because my situation could, clearly, it's weird to you, but it's not weird for me and Maria. So make sure it's just not weird.
It's not weird.
You know what I mean? Like, no, I'm not using
it's
that
different,
word.
It's different, right? It's just different.
But make sure that you both don't think it's odd. You know, make sure you and your partner are like, oh, this makes sense to me, you know?
Say that you win like $1 million tomorrow. Yeah. What would you buy Maria to show that you care?
What would I buy her? I guess like we'd buy a house together. Or something. She doesn't like gifts. We were talking about after we did that episode. Honestly, last Christmas, I don't even think we got each other anything. We like don't do gifts.
It's not a love language for her at all.
The fact that like even a situation, if I got $1 million, what would I buy for her? Nothing. I would buy us a house, you know, and she could live in it. But it's not like a diamond ring.
Okay, I love
that.
It's not a car. Yeah, I love that.
But to us, like gifts mean nothing.
That is very fucking clear.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so welcome to us analyzing Fumi Abe's analysis.
We're analyzing my analysis.
Yes, ass. Okay. And it's by Steffi Bake, Boss Ass Consulting Corporation.
Oh, you got a different company.
I got a different company.
You don't
company.
Even work for Cascades Consulting? Did you get fired? I probably fired you.
This is like a derivative.
Okay.
Okay?
It's a sister company.
It's a sister company okay. run by women only. Okay.
Yo.
So here we are. It's time to get to know Fumi better. Is he as money conscious as we think? So childhood, grew up in Ohio, the only Asian, there are no Asian markets like Lawson around. I don't know what the
A
is.
Typo already. Your company sucks.
Mom raised him, dad provided financially, and you are the older of two kids.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know why I did that recap. Here, so are there any questions before we start?
No. Well, I just want to say for the listeners, I gave Steffi about 3 months worth of data on my company credit card. That's my S Corp. So, but I spent a lot of money. I put up most of my expenses on there. So it's a pretty reflective of what I'm doing.
Okay. So three credit card statements that you sent, right?
Well, it's one card, 3 months. Yes.
Oh, it's one card, 3 months. Yeah. Okay. So this right here is a very specific chart that I made. I did a pie chart and whatever this other chart is that looks cute. And this is
three months of food
establishment outings, okay? Based on cuisine and culture.
Oh, racial preference analysis.
Yes, okay. So as you can see, 21 times, this is the amount of times you've gone to the restaurant. You went to...
Oh, times.
Yeah. You went to American food to get American food by choice 21 times.
Over 3 months.
Over three months.
Yeah.
Like, what are you ordering? Meatloaf? Casserole? Unseasoned chicken? Wait, but
tell me, how did you categorize American? Like, what are we talking? Like,
fucking just American. I Googled like each thing, every restaurant that you went to, and it was literally... Like, what do you have to say for yourself?
No, this makes sense because I told you I don't eat Korean food, right?
Yes. Like, look at that. You went to, in the last 3 months, you went to get Korean food one time. You went to get Thai food one time.
Yeah.
Dude, there's not even Chinese on there, bro.
There's no Chinese on there.
There's coffee shop comes in second.
Yes. That's interesting.
At 15 times and bars 10 times. Like, bro, is this like a liquid diet? It's half. If you look at this pie chart, half of it is liquids.
It's all liquids.
What is happening? It's all fucking liquids.
I'm just drinking
liquid.
A lot of fluids.
Yeah, that's a fucking
half
weird.
Of my diet is liquids.
This is the chart that you and your girls living chart that you sent me.
Okay. What month is this, Your Honor? Doesn't matter, I guess.
Bro, I don't know. So I really wanted to do a good job while like doing this presentation, right?
Oh,
I wanted
to make you fair because you took March and that's why it's incomplete.
Okay, I don't.
But, okay, go ahead.
The point is, I tried to study this chart for like literally 2 hours. You know how many times I called you to like do this,
you
right?
You notice that Bill says $0.
Bro, okay. I had to stop analyzing this out of sake of my health because. Simultaneously, my eyes and my pussy was getting dry.
Tell me what made you so dry.
So, I mean, when I look at this, I'm like, are you running a business? Or are you trying to tax deduce your love life? Like, what is happening here? I have never seen something. Okay, you got categories. Yeah. Bills, apartment stuff. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Like toilet paper.
Groceries, toilet paper. That's not... groceries?
What do you mean?
That shouldn't go under groceries? Like toilet paper?
No.
Toilet paper has its own little section.
Toilet paper, soap, toothpaste, shit like that.
Okay. I also love, by the way, that there is an asterisk here on this little section to the right where it says she's not already on high alert, bro. Like, you're like Patrick Bateman. You're bleeding your girls dry.
Yo, you have to, when you make an Excel sheet like this, you have to explain things because people don't understand so that someone else will understand, okay?
Dude, what is your idea of treating your girlfriend out? Is it like a 10% discount on
10%
what?
Discount?
On her own groceries? Dude,
I'm dead.
Yo,
for Christmas, I give her. You don't have to pay the bills for this, but like a 10% off of Fumi's Google Sheets.
Exactly. She's like, oh, that's really sweet.
Oh, that's so funny.
Also, you told me that she doesn't give you blowjobs.
Yeah.
This is literally why, bro.
I'm dead. I'm dead. That's so good.
Okay, so now, like, in conclusion, I want to know, are you just cheap or are you a feminist? I know for a fact, and I'm literally speaking of facts because that's your love language, is that your girl is absolutely not getting turned on by your Excel sheets. And the longer your Excel sheets, the less she's getting hard for you. And the sheets are spreading, but the legs aren't, baby.
Hey.
And I'm surprised by how frugal you are.
Mm, mm.
I'm surprised you spend money on strip clubs. Like, do you budget before you go to a strip club?
I don't, you know, I think that's why it's my vice. I don't have control over it. You know what I mean? I don't.
Oh!
It's the strip club is the only, I treat the strip club like the way you want to be treated by a man. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like really, you know, I'm really like nice to you. Like, oh no, I got it. It's okay. Like,
oh my God, that's how you want to treat you.
I'd be out there buying trippers drinks.
Yo,
dude,
this makes so much sense. It's your way of giving back.
To all the women out there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a real feminist, dude.
I was like, wait, are you making it rain? No, you're making it light drizzle is what I imagined. And also, do you go for like the discount strippers?
No, but I do this thing where in New York, if you follow, there's a club called Sapphire that's really good. If you follow their Twitter, you get free entrance, so you don't have to pay $30 at the door. So I do that.
Wow.
I do that, but who doesn't love a free entry? You know what I'm saying? Who doesn't love that?
Your stinginess to me is clinical. Like, they need to study you in a fucking lab so that your kind goes extinct. Bro, like, I am so surprised you're even getting any pussy. You need to marry that girl, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maria's
the
shit, okay?
That's so funny.
So, anyways.
Did you have fun? Class dismissed. Your PowerPoint is all over the place. This was not a class. So this is a business presentation. You know what the fuck you're doing. By the way, what are these anime characters you put in?
That's sweet potatoes.
Did you make these or are these just like default?
No, it's like a default. But like, we look like sweet potatoes. It's
cute. That's so funny.
Well, thank you for tuning in, guys, to Cash Cuties. Please follow us on our Instagram on Cash Cuties Pod. Mm-hmm. And I'm your host, Stuffy Bake. My Instagram is Baked Goods, BAIKEDGUDS. My website, stuffybake.com. And you can Venmo me. Are we not doing Venmos anymore? Should we stop?
Can if you want.
Okay.
Venmo,
if
whatever.
You want to do.
We prefer Patreon.
Patreon's better because it goes to both of us. But if you need to individually, for some reason, send us some money. My Venmo is Stuffy is me.
You can find me on all the socials at TheFumiAbe. That's TheFumiAbe. That's also my Venmo. Please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/CashCutiesPod. We're going to start doing bonus episodes. Also, I was going to talk about this. We should start uploading feet pics because it's kind of funny.
You really want to see mine, huh?
Let me see yours first. I'll show you mine. But I think we should just be a funny. I think the fans would like it. The 7 people who've signed up so far.
We should make them unlock it like one toe at a time. All 20.
What else? Anything else coming up? Oh, I'm doing a show in San Diego. I don't know if we have any listeners in San Diego, but I'm supposed to promote this. So if you're around April 12th at 8 p.m., please come check out my show at, I think it's called Good Bar in San Diego. All the information you need is on FumiAbe.com. That's FUMIABE.com. And you get your tickets, and I would love to see you there.
Amazing.
And I think that's it. Cuties,
let's
we'll go. See you guys
support
next
him,
week.
Please.
Yeah, come support me. We'll see you guys next week. Until then, spend your money wisely.
Or don't. Bye.